On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us live on Air with George Adair. That's me. I do this show every Wednesday. You can also catch it online at KSRO.com. You can stream it. And then, of course, we have the FM signals, right?
Yes, we
and
do.
Those are 103.5.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new one?
There is another one, but
it's
really kind of specific.
Yeah, we won't go there. Hey, but you can always catch it in the World Wide Web. I just dropped my pen.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, pen droppage.
Good space filler. Nice work. The thing about radio is you have to talk the entire time.
Well, you don't.
Well, you can make silly duck noises.
You can. You can use different...
squeaky, squeaky?
Yeah, we've got... I'm sure I get out the... No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. They'll help you explore your options. Call them at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. We'll go on.
Yes. I know how much you like those things.
I really do. I'm really glad you brought those on.
Well, what about online? Those. Where can you go online for Bay Equity?
We just dropped three listeners.
Sorry.
It's expensive. It's an expensive drum roll or rim shot.
Yeah.
So the shows, you know, we try to keep it lighthearted, folks. We try to talk about things that sometimes are really complicated and annoying, like interest rates and what's happening in the world. You know, bad news generally impacts interest rates, so we talk about that sometimes. You know, I talk about what's happening in the community. Of course, you've got the Hot Air Balloon Classic.
Yes, that is coming very soon. Yeah, I found out actually last night I'm announcing, so hey.
Well, you announced the radio commercial that reminded me of it on my way in today.
Yes, yeah, I'll be announcing the classic on the 10th, Saturday, June 10th, which is coming up very quick in the morning. And Courtney, who is on air on our sister station, Hot 101.7, will be announcing on Sunday morning.
Awesome. I'll be there. I want to go in on the 10th. So
oh,
that's
cool.
I want to go. So I'm hoping to get down there, ride my bike down there.
Okay,
it's
great.
Crazy in the morning. Hey, Bay Equity Home Loans, that's where I spend a lot of my time. You know, local lender. We offer a multitude of loan programs. We also are hiring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anyone that works for a big bank and wants to work for a direct local lender like Bay Equity, we've got great benefits, give us a call. Call 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Have a confidential conversation with Lori Boatwright. Lori is our business development director and is exceptionally good at her job. And she will talk to you about the opportunity. So
cool.
Again, call Lori at 707-583-8100. Ask for Lori Boatwright. We got Taylor Mason on the line.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Taylor, thanks for calling in today. How are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Taylor Mason, Remax over there in Roanoke Park. Just moved locations. I've got the wrong address here. You guys moved over next to, what is it, Walmart?
Oh, we don't like to say that. We like to say Starbucks.
Starbucks. Hey, you know, I'll tell you what. Starbucks is probably busier than Walmart. That place is crazy busy.
Yeah, right there on golf course in Roanoke Park.
Yep, and so local real estate agent, been doing this for a long time, and we're going to talk about an interesting angle of what's happening out there in the market. You had a really interesting story, Taylor, about the sort of disparity or the gap between appraisals and what homes actually sell for. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I just took a listing on Santa Alicia and priced it at $249 in Roanoke Park. Little two-bedroom place.
Yeah, that's actually pretty reasonable for Sonoma County.
And we thought $249 was kind of the top end, and we ended up getting $260. Well, we had five offers.
Yeah.
And it went for $266.5.
Sure.
And, you know, we were worried about the appraisal coming in at that value.
Right, and let's explain that process, because you and I can talk, and you know, as professionals, we know what that means. But whenever you get a home loan, you have to get an appraisal. The lender requires an appraisal to make sure that the value of the property meets the market price that the two parties have agreed to. But it also is to ensure that the quality is in the condition that the lender wants it to be in to make the loan. So there's this full inspection that an appraiser does, and it's an independent appraisal. And the idea is that you hope that the buyer's buying the house for what the market says it's worth. And they use a process where they look at sales comparables. Right, Taylor?
That's right. I mean, you could offer, you know, that price was $249. If somebody offered $1 million, they could.
Right. And then what happens is the buyer has to make up the difference to cover the cost.
That's right. You know, if they removed the appraisal from that offer, then they would need to come up with that difference. But if they leave the appraisal in the contract and it appraises for, say, $266,500, then that's all they can pay, or that's the loan amount. That
the loan-to-value ratio will be based on that, yeah. It's based on the lower of the two. So, you know, there's some technical jargon here as to how we get there, but the observation is that we're seeing a trend where homes are not appraising for the contract price, right, Taylor?
Actually, this one came in. I met the appraiser at the property, and I said, look, these are comparable homes.
Okay, sold. Yeah.
And I really believe that helped him out, and it came in at $266,500.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting story because I'm seeing both sides of it. I'm seeing where the appraisers are struggling to get there, but then you have a proactive real estate agent get involved, like Taylor said he just did, and provide the sales comps. So a sales comp, Taylor, tell us what a sales comp is. Tell our listeners what that really means.
Very simply, it's an identical condo that's sold, just like the two-bedroom home that we have, mm-hmm. with the same square footage. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, so identical is the goal. The closer mm-hmm. you can get, the better. But there's something we call bracketing. So especially on a single-family residence, condos are different because there's so many model units that match. But on a single-family residence, you could have a house that's like 1,800 square feet, and there's not one that exactly matches that. So you can bracket it within 15% of the square footage, or 20%. You can stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't want to go do a Fountain Grove
no.
sales comp for something that's on College Avenue.
Right.
Right. That's where areas like McDonald neighborhood struggles. Mm-hmm. It's tough because right. there's not a lot of sales that happen for those types of homes.
I'll be honest, George. It
Please
really
don't
does.
Lie. We love honesty, Taylor.
It depends, though, on these appraisers. They're all different, and we have no control
mm-hmm.
over who we're going to get. So I think it is important to meet the appraiser out there and say, look, this is what they've done to this property, and, you know, help them out.
Yeah. Well, so the appraiser's goal is to look at the property, inspect it, but also, you know, make sure that the property is being is the highest and best use. So you get into some really unique properties where I've seen them where the buyer says, I'm going to buy this as an investment property. And the patient's like, it's not highest and best use. You would never have this beautiful estate up in Mark West mm-hmm. Springs on 5 acres as an investment property. I actually had it, and I couldn't find an appraiser that would take the order.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't accept that the transaction was met the highest and best use of the property. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No, hey, check this.
Yeah, go ahead.
An escrow on Old Redwood Highway in Cotati, right?
Yeah.
It's a house, an acre, and we've got them in escrow at $650,000, okay?
Yeah.
The appraisal came in at $700,000.
Wow, nice.
So
that's a winning situation for the buyer.
Right.
Well, I told him, why don't you let me buy it, and you guys go find another property.
You know, in California, there's a law against that called self-dealing. You have to report that to the DR, the BRE when you do that. That's funny. You know, it's true. The marketplace is really all over right mm-hmm. now, especially with unique country property. There are situations where people are getting really good deals, but there's situations where they're just getting priced out too. And that's challenging. And I was interested to learn that you had that one property at the 249. I think you said is the list price. What are you seeing right now in the move? You know, the first time home buyer sort of lower price ranges. Taylor, is there much out there?
There's not too much out there. I mean, we had 5 offers within. I feel like it was within minutes. You know, a couple days.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, anything at 250 or under 300. Shoot, it's better than renting. There's a lot of people that, I mean, are renting a 2-bedroom for $2,400 a month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then people start talking about rent control. In Santa Rosa, there's Measure C, and, you know, we don't have to dive too deep into that, but rent control doesn't necessarily work either. Like, I'm actually opposed to Measure C because it doesn't help people to get into affordable housing situations or to keep housing affordable. It only impacts a very small group of homes in Santa Rosa. I think the number's 20% of homes would be affected. So rent control is something that people are looking at. But home price evaluation relative to rents is another conversation where you get into what Taylor just said is you could buy these houses for what you rent them for. Mm-hmm. And of course, Taylor's going to say, well, obviously you want to buy it, right, bud?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say go see George, get pre-approved, or go see a local lender like George and get pre-approved, and it's free.
Yep.
So you're going to see where you stand, and you can kind of look at what it would cost to own versus rent.
Right. And, of course, there's tax advantages.
Yes.
When you rent, I think you get a $60 a year credit on your taxes. When you buy... And you make payments on interest and property taxes and insurance, it adds Schedule A deductions to a lot of people's 1040s. So they get this huge benefit that they wouldn't have when they rent. And, you know,
I just helped someone recently, George, that owns their home, and they had a little bit of credit card debt. They had an auto loan. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They sold their house, mm-hmm. paid off their credit card, paid off their truck, and bought another house. All they have now is their monthly house payment. Yeah, it's a little bit more, but when you added the loan for the, you know, truck and the credit card debt, it was the same amount, but they got to write off the interest for the house. So they're spending the same money.
Well, consumer debt, credit card debt, auto loan debt is always considerably more expensive mm-hmm. than mortgage debt. I've talked about this before. What, $10,000 in credit card debt could easily be $300, $350 a month, mm-hmm. easily. For somebody, but $10,000 in mortgage debt, it's like $50 to $60. Money's cheap,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so you got to look at what's the best use of those funds when you sell your house, as Taylor Mason said his client did. Sell the house, take the money. Don't just like put all of it down on the next house. Pay off some debt. A lot of people accrued debt over the last 5-6 years just to get through and pay for gas and groceries. I see astronomical credit card debt balances. Astronomical. Hey, good talk. You know, Taylor Mason, Remax, great guy, works in Roner Park, but you know, he covers a broad area. If you're looking for a really great real estate agent, give Taylor a call at 707-484-0295. Again, 707-484-0295. Taylor, thanks so much for calling in today.
I appreciate you having me on, George.
Always, bud. We'll have you back. All right, folks, we're going to go to break and we'll be back in just a minute.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, it's Joe Pags, and I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. Please try KSRO's new Joe Pags Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
There's a girl in El Salvador who dreams of becoming an engineer. There's an elder in Uganda who dreams of having a community to call his own. No two dreams are the same. Help one person achieve theirs at unbound.org.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. Mm-hmm. I'm considered a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes.
Just ask me. I'll say yes.
I am an expert.
You know, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can reach us at 707 703-8100, 707-583-8100. We'll sit down with you. We'll do a free loan consultation, and we'll help you analyze your options to see what the best route is. We look at your equity position if you want to refinance, and we look at your overall credit profile too. Maybe you have so much consumer debt that if we pay it off with a new home loan, you will save a lot on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. You know, Michelle, we've talked about this before, where if you take $10,000 worth of consumer debt, you're probably paying, I don't know, somewhere around $300 a month in minimum payments.
Minimum payments, credit cards. Though, right.
Yeah, and what happens with a minimum payment is it takes 25, 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah, right.
You know, your interest rate could be anywhere from 15 to 30%. Mm-hmm. And if you have one of those personal line of credits that you've you see these come in the mail quite a bit lately. They all seem to go up to $35,000. I haven't looked at the regulations on that to figure out why it's always $35,000. Yeah. But
magic number.
Yeah, you get these things in the mail. Well, the reality is they're high interest loans, mm-hmm. and they can take a while to pay back. If you take that same $10,000 that you're paying on a credit card, you put it into a mortgage, it's going to be way less. Everyone's going to have their own unique interest rate, and we're going to qualify them based on that. But you could see it be anywhere from $45 to $50 a month mm-hmm. for that same $10,000.
Right.
You know, and you have a restructured plan where you're going to pay it back. And, you know, it depends on what the going interest rate is. But if you put it into a fixed rate, you don't have to worry about what happens when the Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Credit card loans are always tied to adjustable rate indexes. So when that index goes up, your credit card interest rate goes up. So does your minimum payment. Mm-hmm. But you put it into a mortgage, and we can tell you how to do that through a cash out refinance. You're going to be able to save a lot of money compared to a credit card. Of course, you have to have a house. Oh, yeah, I need that thing.
Right.
So maybe we should start the conversation about how you buy a house, right?
Cart before the horse.
Cart before the horse. Well, there are there's really great programs right now to qualify to have, buy a house. A lot of people don't realize it. We have a program, for example, that you can just put down 3% of the purchase price. Hmm. And maybe your real estate agent can negotiate a seller credit to help cover the closing costs. As long as it appraises and the deal's structured right, you can get into a house with 3%.
Wow, that's great.
Well, look at what's happening in rentals, right? Mm-hmm. They're just there's always talk about, you know, rent control, whether it works or whether it doesn't, and people are getting forced out of their house if their landlord's going to sell. Then they have to move. They could have a great relationship with the landlord. They're paying on time. They're not doing anything wrong. The landlord's like, hey, I've been sitting on this property with negative equity. It finally came back. I'm selling.
Right. You know?
So when you're a renter, you don't have control over that. So give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, and we will help you determine how you can get into that path, onto that right path to home ownership. I have to talk about Giving to Heroes. I love this program. Giving to Heroes is exciting because it's geared towards the heroes in our community. It's a credit-backed program. Real simple. People that work in education, in public safety, the medical field, if you work for the government, and I think above all, if you're a veteran mm-hmm. or active military, you're eligible automatically for Giving to Heroes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And folks, they love it because it's a credit-backed program that Bay Equity exclusively offers. This is our program, and it doesn't cost them anything. It just cost them their, and you know, their time and their commitment to the community, which they've already done. So we will give back 0.25% of the loan amount towards their closing costs. So if you borrowed $500,000, we're going to give you back $1,250. Pretty straightforward. Here's an even cooler feature of Giving to Heroes, and this part is really great. If you work with an affiliated realtor of our Giving to Heroes program, and we only have the best realtors. We don't just offer this to anybody. We offer it to the best. So if you work with an affiliated realtor, they're going to give you 10% of their sales commission.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Realtors do well these days.
Yeah.
With rising home prices.
Sure.
Right? You've got commissions that are $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because they work hard for it. Some work harder than others. But that 10% of their commission gets paid back as a credit to our Giving to Heroes recipient at closing. So, I don't know. How's that math work? If you buy a house for $500,000. Let's see how good my mental math is.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. So you buy a house for $500,000, and if your real estate agent is participating in the Giving to Heroes program and they make 2.5% of that commission, carry the four, $12,500 is their commission. They're going to give you 10% of that. That's another $1,250.
Nice.
And then we're going to give you $1,250 if the loan amount was $500,000. Like, little differences there between the price and the loan amount. But just for round numbers, that's $2,500 for Giving to Heroes.
Just because you work in one of those fields or used retired. To work in
exactly.
one of those fields. Right.
We want to give it to everybody that qualifies.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in our Giving to Heroes program, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. It's 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. If you want to learn more about Giving to Heroes, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. And we have different branches throughout Bay Equity that participate. So look for the one here in Sonoma County. And we'll tell you more about it.
That is so great. I have to tell you personally, I think that is so fantastic. Yeah. My family is like educators, all of them.
Right. Yes.
So that's very cool.
Educators. I think it's also important to realize that if you're, let's say you work in the administrative offices, let's say you work on the custodial staff, you know, I mean, there's all these different professions within education as well.
Sure.
They're eligible.
Bus drivers for school
totally,
buses?
Totally. Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely. Did I say loosely?
Loosely.
Wow, I made up a word. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's a Freudian slip because we are pretty loose on the definition.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Like that?
That's good.
That's a good recovery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely. We'll cover it. The benefit is to extend this out to people that support Community Heroes. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you're on the front lines in a patrol car or you're 911 dispatch, or again, you work inside the administrative offices. We want to give to you. We consider you part of the Giving to Heroes program.
And what's the website again?
Go to givingtoheroes.net. Givingtoheroes.net. And you can see if you're the number. We have a calculator on there, so you can see what your credit back could be. We'll you know, look, it's a no pressure. We're not going to hassle you. Bombard you with calls. That's not our style. What we want to do is sit down with people that are interested in qualifying for a home loan, whether it's to buy or to sell. Giving to Heroes is a program that you can qualify for and get quite a bit of money back. Like I said in that example, buy a house for about $500,000. You're going to get, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500. It depends on what the realtor's contributing and it depends on what your loan amount is, but it's a nice credit back and it's unique. Only Bay Equity offers this.
This is wonderful. I love it.
So we talked earlier about the benefits of a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look at the costs of a refinance and say, oh gosh, I don't know. So here's the concept about when you consider a refinance and you're looking at the cost. Look at the break-even point. So what I'm doing here is I'm looking at the amount of the loan payment for their current mortgage and the loan payment for the future mortgage. Simple arithmetic, find out the difference. If you're saving $100 a month, you're kind of on the line about whether or not it makes sense to refinance. But what if we do a cash-out refinance? And we pay off $10,000 or $15,000 worth of consumer debt. Maybe you're not saving as much on the mortgage, but you are saving a lot when you look at the overall expenses you...
Right, if you look at your balance sheet
over and over every month, how much are you putting out to pay off your credit cards and to pay them down? And it's a vicious, nasty cycle. It's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are in it. And they've been waiting for this opportunity to have equity. So we look at the break-even analysis. So look at the overall savings of paying off the debt to qualify. And if you're fortunate enough to save money on your mortgage, because look, the new mortgage is probably based off of a lower amount than the original mortgage. So over time, as you paid that mortgage down, we start off at a different point. So, you know, it all depends on your unique situation, but we present this to you as part of the analysis, your break-even point. And then you look at the costs. That's how you get to the break-even analysis. So you look at your monthly savings, and you look at the cost of the refinance. You look at the cost of the title and the escrow fees. You look at the cost of the lender fees. Those are the costs. And then the appraisal. It should only be about $3,000 to $3,500. If you added it all up, you can also take a little bit of a higher interest rate. And depending on the loan program, use that interest rate to get more yield, more credit from us, the lender. So that's where you get into those no cost loans. You see them on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. No cost. Right. Well, no, there's always a cost.
Right.
Just who's paying for it, right? So the lender will pay your costs by charging you a higher interest rate, right? So anyways, you look at the costs and you look at the monthly savings and you see how many months it takes. So let's say it's going to take 20 months to break even. Well, it's a 30-year loan. You got another 340 months of savings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking about comparing it to paying off a credit card. Credit cards take forever to pay off, basically.
Right.
So if you move it into a mortgage, you get into a structured repayment plan. The interest is still tax deductible, you know, for as long as we have that. And then you look and see, hey, how long does it take to break even on the cost of the mortgage? And we always, almost always, I'd say 99% of the time, don't hold me to that stat. I haven't really checked. But I can't tell you the last time we didn't do this. There's usually enough equity in the property to cover whatever those costs are. The other cool thing about refinancing is usually you can roll in interest on the future loan.
Hmm.
And sometimes we can roll in interest on the payoff loan. So you can skip 1 to 2 months of payments by rolling it into the loan. It's still being paid,
mm-hmm.
but you're not paying it out of your checking account. You're paying it out of the equity in your home. Hey, you know, that you've been waiting patiently. You've had this house. And you've waited and waited for the market to recover, and now it's recovered.
Right.
Use it. Use it to use the cash to fix it up. Use the cash to pay off the credit cards. So this is part of the analysis we do in our loan consultation. And to go back to the Giving to Heroes program, if you have a high enough loan amount, you can get pretty close to covering a lot of those closing costs that you would incur. So we're not going to roll it into the loan. We're just going to cover it because you're eligible for Giving to Heroes.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.